Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We want to know how bad is littering in your locality, because only 68 fines for littering were handed out, well, have been handed out actually so far this year. This is according to new figures released to Newstalk Breakfast under the Freedom of Information Act. Councillor Damien Boylan, Damien's a councillor in Cork North City. I mean, according to these fines handed out, Damien, you'd think there must be no issue with littering at all.
You would think, wouldn't you?
68.
And yet the IBAL report. Yeah, and the IBAL report says that Cork Northside is one of the dirtiest places in Ireland, and we're ranked 39th out of 40. So look, to be fair, there can be any good news drawn from this for us. We've got schools leading the way on the civic pride piece, but I think that without cameras and surveillance and prosecutions and fines that really hurt people, we're never going to turn this around.
So just describe the scene. Picture the scene for listeners that aren't familiar with the area you're talking about, Damien. I mean, how bad is the littering problem?
In places, it's quite bad. Now, again, you know, I'm slow enough to denigrate my own area. But a lot of it seems to be in, you know, the large-scale dumping happens in waste ground and in vacant sites. So what you've got is you've got, you know, guys coming along, truckloads of stuff, dumping them and running. So look, if we know where the sites are, let's put the cameras there, let's survey the areas, let's issue fines. And like, the fines are going to have to be punitive, because Andrea, at this stage now, it's cheaper to pay a fine than it is to get a skip.
And that's the problem, is it? I mean, people are, they're just running the risk on getting the fine, because it's just null and void, really.
Yeah, there are some people, but I mean, you know, I have to congratulate our local schools, who are brilliant, and our students, our young people who lead the way on this stuff. I mean, they've definitely improved. You know, you look at the deposit return scheme, which was a very positive thing, I think. As somebody who goes out as part of our local Tidy Towns group and cleans up, you know, you rarely find cans these days anymore and things like that. And we've got a lot of community groups on the north side, I think, you know, specifically in Blackpool, where people are going out and, you know, generally on a Saturday, you know, these people are out picking up the litter. So there's quite a lot of positives. But I mean, to be ranked 39 out of 40 and, you know, be put in the seriously littered category, you know, and to have only 4 out of our 25 sites to get a grade A. And I mean, I congratulate those sites that got a grade A. But I'm deeply concerned about the other sites, the ones that, you know, dragged us down into that area.
So how many litter wardens do you have across Cork that are in a position to hand out?
I couldn't answer that, but what I will say is that every traffic warden is a litter warden. So, you know, and we've got a few of them. But you see, a litter warden won't be there at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night when this type of stuff is actually happening.
So that's why we need the cameras?
That's why we need the cameras. And the GDPR excuse is gone. It's gone. It's been dealt with. So if you're caught in camera dumping, you should be in court and not just getting a warning. And as I said to you, like, you know, when it's cheaper than hiring the skip, the fines, you
that's
know, they're going to keep dumping.
Gareth's in Galway, Damien, stay with us. Who do you think's responsible, Gareth, for this? Or who needs to take responsibility?
Well, like, you've got your general rubbish that you'd see on the ground. You don't see the cans that much anymore, but your vapes and stuff like that. I don't know if there's a degree of people not having pride in it or feeling that they have a stake in it in the country. You could put that down to a number of factors if you want, that people find, young people will find that it's hard to get a house or something like that, and their prospects are that they'll probably have to leave. But we seem to kind of shoot ourselves in the foot that, you know, we don't put enough of bins in around areas because we're worried the bins are going to get used by people with household waste. But the opportunities for putting the rubbish into the bins needs to be there as well. But at the end of the day, shops do sell stuff. People buy it. It is up to us to look after our rubbish. It's not the shop's rubbish anymore after we purchase it from them. It will be nice if, you know, if you go in to buy a tie for a kid that you don't have 15 bits of plastic just to get to the tie itself. But at the end of the day, there has to be an opportunity for us to discard the rubbish. But there also has to be there has to be a certain amount of civic pride. There just seems to be this you know, if you want the throwaway culture, that it's going to become someone else's problem. And I don't have a solution for it, but it is something that we have to start. I think there's a bigger thing going on that we have to look at.
What's that?
Be it that there isn't enough bins, be it that people do feel that they don't have a big stake in the country anymore, or something like that. But we do need to start, you know, instilling a little bit more pride in our country than what we are at the moment. Like, the young people are being taught quite well. My generation, I'm in my 40s, there was a bit of talk about rubbish and stuff like that, but the opportunities to get rid of the rubbish as well when you're in town, you know, sometimes you can be holding on to it for 5 or 10 minutes to find a bin.
A bin, yeah. And a bin that's not full. You know, an overflowing is often the issue, I find.
And what that finds, what that shows as well, is that if the facility is there, it gets used. So if the county council say, well, the bins are full, well, then you put another bin in, or you start,
empty them more frequently.
Exactly, because it shows that once the facility is there, it reduces your workload. But there is a lack of connective thinking as well, because if you put the bin in and it gets used, oh geez, suddenly we've got more work to do. And like, it means we've got less work because we don't have people out picking up the rubbish, and our environment is better.
Well, that's the issue in Galway, and Damien touched on Cork's north inner city there. Like, there was a 77% drop in central Dublin in terms of the number of fines issued. There was only one single fine, one, in Dublin North Central over the past 19 months. It's down from 94 fines that were issued back in 2023. And this is despite the fact that Dublin's north inner city also named the most littered area in the country by the Irish Business Against Litter League Eyeball just last month. Martin is the owner of Martin Gear Jewellers. I mean, how can there only be one fine issued and it's the worst, dirtiest part of the country, Martin?
Yeah, 100% I agree. And also, I always try and be a bit optimistic, but if you look at demographics, I think this is going to escalate with more rental type living where people don't care. But
you can't blame all the renters for the level of littering, can you, in Dublin?
I think people would have less respect for the neighbourhood if they're short-term rentals and they just keep moving on and on and on. Possibly. I've witnessed it. I've had shops in the city centre I've worked in the city centre for over 40 years. So I've watched a lot of people do what they do. One good scheme I did see, I had a business in South Great George's Street, and we had an issue with litter on the street. And along came a hot shot from Dublin City Council, a very clever guy, a litter warden, and he solved the problem very simply. He did a leaflet campaign, and he went around and he told all the businesses and all the people and everybody in the area, I'm here now and I'm going to fine you. Here's the new scheme. The scheme is you put your rubbish out at 5:15 on the button. It gets collected at 5:30. So there's a 15-minute window where the rubbish is on the street. It can't get attacked with the pigeons and the seagulls. Seagulls are huge in Dublin. Yeah. There's millions of them. And they rip open a bin in a flash, tear it apart, and it goes all over the place. Another thing I think that should be strongly considered for north inner city in the black spots where the rubbish is really, really bad is they should give out one free prepaid black bag to anybody who's on social welfare, anybody who actually needs one, and then have a countermeasure. So it's a carrot and a stick, and you say, we're watching this area, anybody caught, 150 fine straight away, and we're going to take it out of your payment, whatever way you get paid.
So take it out of social welfare if people are caught, and have a fine handed down to others.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, for sure, 100%. There's easier ways of doing things.
Yeah. How much is the fine, Damien Boylan? Much is the on-the-spot fine?
I think it's about 150 quid or something like that.
So probably needs to be three times that, does it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, look, if not a dumps a truckload of waste into our community and the fine is 150 quid, that fella's committing environmental vandalism. It shouldn't be 150 quid at all. That's threatened with jail.
Go on ahead, Martin.
This wholesale dumping, what he's talking about, which is fly tipping. And then there's people just throwing a bag out and they're making sure their name and address is not in the bag.
Mm.
And that's really hard to detect. Really, really hard. So there is a big difference between those two.
Yeah.
He has an industrial level of dumping, which is different. It's the smaller littering with a small bag that gets burst open. If a bag is there for 2 or 3 days, there's more chance of it getting ripped open and scattered all over the place.
Dave is with us on the line today. Dave, you've been listening to Martin and Gareth and Damien there. You're the chair of the Tidy Towns. What sort of issues do you come across?
Can you hear me,
Dave? You can. I think if we got Dave. Are you there, Dave? Can you hear me all right, Dave? You can? No, Dave's gone, is he? We'll try and reconnect maybe with Dave. I think we've got Mary Harkin, though, on the line. Mary, good afternoon. Can you hear me, Mary? You can. Don't think we've got Mary either, have we? No. Is Mary with us there? She's not. Or Sinead on the line in Dublin? 1800-453-106 is the number.
I'm here now, Andrea, if you can hear me.
Dave, how are you? How are you keeping?
Sorry about that.
Nope.
Listen, good to talk to you. Yeah, I completely agree with Damien, Garrett and Mike there. You know, it's the way I'd look at it is, from my position as chair of Tidy Towns, it's three headings. It's education, enforcement and infrastructure. But I put enforcement way down the line. Forget about it. It's a waste of time. You're just banging at your head off a wall. The main thing, in my view, is education. We had a problem years ago with dog fouling. A lot of dogs were raised. And we just went out on a massive education program. And we set up a little stall outside the railway station. And we did different days where we were educating dog owners to bring their bags. Don't throw them in the hedges. Bring them home or put them in the municipal bins. The council said, no, put them in any bin. They're fine. We don't have dog fouling now because it was proactively looked at. The other thing is our beach here, particularly the South Beach during the summer or nice bank holiday weekend, it's rammed with visitors coming down to the beach, which is great. But we anticipate that, and the council put out big 50-gallon drums all along the beach, but they're not left there. They're taken away once the bank holiday is over. Solves the problem. The other thing then with education is the schools. I passed by about 50 students, secondary students, outside the local super value here. I was going to the bank. Said to myself, now wait till I see. If I go back up that way, they're all gone and it'll be litter all over the place. Not a pick of litter.
Nothing, yeah.
So it's about education. And I think young people are buying into their community. They're buying into the civic pride they have and where they live. We also have very progressive volunteers here that we just constantly have the place spotless because we're very proactive in our points for the Tidy Towns competition. And if you litter blown away, you can have all the flowers you want in the world, but litter is end of it. You forget about it. So it's targeting strategically. I think the primary schools do a fantastic job as well, Andrea, because they have green flags. So they're building that into the children's psyche as they grow up. They just say, yeah, you don't throw a bag of crisps on the ground. There's a bin there. Put it in the bin.
Yeah, it's been hammered into them every day at school. So, Dave.
Sorry, me?
It's been hammered into them at school every day.
It is.
Yeah.
It's passive. It's education. It's sort of saying to them, look, you wouldn't throw that in your front garden, would you? So look, keep the place clean. And civic pride really is more than enforcement, because enforcement comes up all the time as the solution. It'll never be the solution because their traffic wardens are given the power as litter wardens, but they're forever just putting out tickets on cars.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to go wandering around the place trying to catch somebody at the exact time they drop a packet of crisps. They're just not going to do it. So I'd knock that off the list because you're pushing the can down the road with enforcement. My belief is, and it's not a criticism of the traffic wardens, they have enough to be doing.
You don't think it's the right way. Okay.
You sit back and saying, well, those bios should be issuing fines all over the place.
What about you, Sinead? Do you think it's down to enforcement or is it education, like Dave says?
I'll be honest with you, Andrea, it's a 50-50. It's a 50-50 situation. Like, I mean, you can have all the fines you want in the world. You know, you can have them €1,000, €2,000, whatever it is. But they mean nothing if nothing's enforced. And that could be said for any issue that we have, you know, socially in Ireland, whether it's bad driving, you know, littering, dog fouling. Like, there's very little importance of anything. But on the other side, you know, I've brought my children up to know you don't litter. You put in your pocket, you know, wait until you get home. If you can't find a bin, yes, there's a huge issue with the lack of bins. But if I can't find a bin, I bring it with me and I bring it home. I don't throw it on the street. You know, if I can teach a 5 or 10-year-old not to litter, why can't a 30 or 40 year old not put the cigarette butt on the ground, or the can of Coke, or the McDonald's bag, or, you know, it's not beyond the wit of man, you know, to do this. Now, I don't know if it's a problem with that, maybe the social contract or something is broken down, that people feel that, like one of your previous callers has said, like they feel there's no stake in the country, you know, they can't find anywhere to live, there's, you know, the jobs they're getting, you know, they're only really getting 0 hour contracts, they don't feel they have a stake in society. But we have to be accountable for our actions. You know, I think sometimes we're very immature as a society. It's not okay to throw your crap on the street. And if I can teach a child that, why can't other people teach our children? It's not all about the schools. Teachers are there to teach and give our children education.
Yeah, they seem to be doing a great job in relation to this, though.
You know, but like, you know, it's as parents, it's up to us to teach our children. Don't trash your community. You know, how hard is that? You know, don't throw your stuff on the street. I mean, I've challenged people on the streets when I've seen them littering, and my God, they really don't like it.
And you take them on, you do.
I have taken them on. I know, particularly during COVID, it got really bad. I've been walking. And, you know, I was walking on the canal one evening, and a grown woman, older than me, eating an ice cream and had a wrapper and just threw on the ground. I ran up to her and said, sorry, there's no maids here to pick up after you. And, you know, she was really not about. And actually, the man beside her actually said, you know what, you're right, you need to pick up that. You know, so yeah. I think now, in fairness, I know I'm not all about have a go hero. You know, you judge the situation you're in. But I said to young kids as well, if I see them throwing their seat wrappers on the ground, sorry, can you pick your seat wrapper up yet? Like it's not rocket science. I mean, I was away then in Wexford last week. I noticed the place was spotless. Like honestly, people weren't throwing litter around. So if the people of Wexford can pick up their crap, why can't the people of Dublin pick up their crap?
Well, it seems to be the same in Wicklow. I mean, I have to say, for every time we talk about this, there's always high praise for Wicklow from texters as well. Listeners got in touch to say you can increase the price of the fine. Nobody's paying the fine. So what's the point in even doing that? Another texter tells me everything about rubbish needs to be looked at and readdressed in this country. The green and the black bin, that also needs to be re-examined. Una's got in contact to say there's huge issues with littering along the border areas. There seems to be a lack of respect for our laws in the south of the country. Perhaps you might mention this as part of your discussion. Happy to do so, Una. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Sinead, Dave, Martin Gear there from Martin Gear Jewellers, Gareth and Fine Gael councillor in Cork as well, Damien Boylan. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.